Let's go to State Senator Iowa on the Monster in a Closet line. Hey, John, tell me what happened.
Well, I have a memory of when I was a child. I was maybe 3 to 4 years old, of a brown, I would say monster, you know, maybe a ghost or something like this. I don't know. The monster came out of a closet, and it brought with it several small chickens, and it killed the chickens in front of me.
Jeez.
And I've rarely spoke about this, so maybe, you know, maybe I'm just not sure about it, but I do have a memory of this. I have no doubt about it.
This was in your bedroom? It killed the chickens?
It killed them in front of me, and I felt a little bit threatened, but then immediately after this, it returned to the closet. So I was not in any danger, I don't think, but I do remember feeling fear and being unsure of the situation, and I have a clear memory of this.
How in the heck did you get back to bed, John?
I'm not sure I did. I'm not sure. I don't remember it much after that. If that means anything, I don't know.
Did your parents ever tell you that there was a monster in the closet?
I don't know if my parents did, but I got to bet my older brother probably told me something like that.
Yeah, they probably did, and they ruined us for the rest of our lives, didn't they? Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, east of the Rockies. Go ahead, Sean. You're up with us.
Yeah, George, I'd like to just see if you ever recall this story from Beyond Belief, Fact, or Fiction.
All right.
It was a Monster in a Closet story they had about a young man who was being harassed by his older brother and his friends. And as a joke, they threw him in the closet and were banging on the closet door and saying, oh, the monster's going to get you. The monster's going to come and get you. And he made such a ruckus that his mother heard. And when the mother came into the room to relieve the younger brother from the closet, they opened the closet door and the brother was gone.
He was gone. I remember that one. Yeah.
Yes, I think he's still missing to this day. I had a similar experience with my cat.
Your cat? What happened? It went into a closet, never came out?
Well, my cat used to like to sleep in my room, and it used to be quite a pain when I was about 13, about 12, I think it was. He used to wake me up sleeping on my chest.
Okay. As most cats do, right?
Yeah, and it used to freak me out waking up and seeing the cat look me right in the face in the morning. So I woke up in the middle of the night because I think he tried to, sharpen his claws on my blanket and was waking me up. So
at least it wasn't your face, right?
Yeah, right. I have a cat's eye flashback there. I actually took the cat, put him in the closet, and I had a little latch on the closet door. And I latched it so he couldn't get out. And, you know, time for school, the alarm goes off. I open the door, let the cat out, and he's gone. And now, I had a small latch on the inside of my bedroom.
So it was locked. So the door was locked in your bedroom, and the door was locked from the closet.
Yes, and the cat was gone.
There's no way he could have gotten out.
No way. There's no attic opening in my closet. There was no way he could have opened the door himself.
Did you ever find him again?
Never found him again.
That's weird.
Just disappeared.
That's weird. There's something. There are portals in closets, too, they say. Take one more call before the break on the Monster Hotline. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there. Hello, John.
Hello.
Yeah. Go ahead, John.
Okay, yeah. I got a story that happened to me back in 1986. I just recently moved to Virginia, and it was Fredericksburg, right around the old town where they had the battle. And moved into a brand new house. They just built it. And one night, I had my little basset hound next to me in bed, and he started growling. And, you know, I just kind of looked up at him and said, you know, what are you barking, you know, what are you growling at? And I looked up at the foot of my bed, and there was this hooded figure with a cloak. It kind of reminded me of the Angel of Death,
yeah.
or something like that.
With that pointy, bony finger pointing
at
you.
I didn't see any fingers or anything. I just saw just a void in the hood.
Yeah.
There was nothing in there. And about the only thing I could do is just sit up in bed and say, not yet. And it just kind of backed up into the wall and disappeared.
Always to remember for the rest of your life.
Always, yeah.